$5 a gallon. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. AAA says the average price nationwide for a gallon of gas climbed overnight to just above that.
I understand Americans are anxious, and they're anxious for good reason.
President Biden reacting to soaring inflation while visiting the port of Los Angeles.
Consumer prices rose 8.6% in May from a year ago, the highest increase since December 1981. Excluding volatile food and energy costs, core inflation rose 6%. But Biden wants America to know he's not to blame.
Fox says Jackie Heinrich, the administration continues to largely blame Russia for the economic headwinds. Republicans point to the president's policies. With the midterms in mind, the president met with Democratic donors yesterday, telling them we need two more senators. Republicans, however, are poised to retake control of Congress in November. As a bipartisan group of senators tackles gun legislation, demonstrators pushing for tougher gun control measures are expected to rally across the country.
After the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, several teenagers from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High formed the March for Our Lives group, and a million people marched in the nation's capital. Demonstrations also popped up around the country as well. Now March for Our Lives says the group is grieving shootings in Buffalo, New York and Uvalde, Texas, and is marching again today, starting at the Washington Monument at noon.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. A lawsuit against the NRA is moving forward. The gun group has called the suit a political vendetta, but New York's attorney general has accused top NRA officials of financial improprieties. The NBA finals are tied at 2 games apiece. The Golden State Warriors beat the Boston Celtics last night, 107-97. Game 5 is Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A cry for help to a 911 operator from the man accused of plotting to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Here's part of the 911 call made Wednesday by Nicholas Roski, who was arrested in Maryland not far from Kavanaugh's home.
You said you came from California. Do you know someone down here?
Brett Kavanaugh.
You said red, like the color?
Brett.
Rex.
The Supreme Court Justice.
Police say Roski was carrying a gun, a knife, pepper spray, and zip ties. He told the operator he needed psychiatric help. The Alabama man shot and killed by police outside an elementary school in Gadsden has been described by his brother as suffering from serious mental issues. Robert White was confronted by police Thursday after attempting to open several locked doors at the school. He was fatally shot after allegedly trying to grab an officer's gun. Bullets flew on Friday outside a shopping mall in North Carolina. This woman heard gunfire at the Eastridge Mall in Gastonia.
I was going back out into the mall and they locked the door and said, get on the elevator and go downstairs. There's an active shooter in the mall. And so they were shutting down the mall, locking all the doors, shut down the elevators.
Police say 3 people were hurt and a 17-year-old boy is under arrest. A motive for the shooting has not been released. Buying a home has gotten harder due to surging interest rates, and the rental market is no bargain either. According to the real estate brokerage Redfin, the median monthly rent was 15% more in May from a year ago.
The leading 5 cities with the fastest rising rents year over year, Austin, Texas, ranks tops with rents surging 48%, followed by Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, Washington, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Miami, Florida.
That's Fox's Hillary Barsky. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.